You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Corey is back in the house. I think this is our third conversation with him, about 2 years since he took on the job that he's doing right now so well. So always good to catch up with him.
He is doing a fantastic job. Membership numbers are up. Programs are up. Everybody's happy.
All right. Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Corey Deal. He's the executive officer with the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
Always good to see you, sir. Appreciate your fine work and you making some time to join us. I know you're a busy fellow, so thanks for swinging by. Just in case for the two people listening who are not familiar with your organization, give us that overview of the mission and purpose of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association.
Okay. Greater is key in the name. We cover 9 counties in the Atlanta metro area. We're right now have right at 1,065 company members across those 9 counties. We're the 8th largest home builders association in the country. The main reason we exist is to advocate on behalf of the residential construction and development industry across our 9 county region. We're part of the National Association of Home Builders and the Home Builders Association of Georgia. So we're here to serve the members.
Well, let's talk about advocacy. So for our listeners who don't really know what that means from the HBA's perspective, what efforts are we working on now and how can they help?
Yeah. So we have a full-time governmental affairs director named Stephen Davis who does a good job. He's in his second year now on staff, and he's got a lot of federal experience. He's been learning the local market. But the primary focus of the local homebuilders association is local government. The National Association of Homebuilders focuses on the federal government. The Homebuilder Association of Georgia, in conjunction with us, focuses on the state legislature. We help out with that a lot more than we do the federal. Mm-hmm. And then local is us. And local being county commissions, city councils, school boards occasionally, appointed officials, planning commissions, things like that. But, you know, the hot button issues this year have been residential design standards in Forsyth County, for example. Mm-hmm. And Stephen spent a lot of time up there. And that's been going well, working with that county commission. In addition, right now, probably upcoming is going to be the City of Atlanta tree ordinance. Mm-hmm. They're rewriting. That's our big issue. We've got a huge contingency of members working on that with Stephen. Stephen builds out the relationships, and our members are the experts in the field, the real practitioners. So you combine those two parts to advocate on behalf of the industry to make sure that folks can build houses and we can keep the industry growing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk for a minute. So as our listeners and, you know, potential home buyers out there, they may think we're just doing this so that we can build more houses or make more money, but this is really crucial for them as well.
It is.
Talk
it
about
is.
Why.
You look at the housing price issue right now, where there's a lot of upward prices are high. It's hard for folks to buy a house because they're too expensive. Mm-hmm. The profit margins aren't changing for the builders. Right. They're going up because the underlying expenses are going up, underlying expenses associated with land costs, but also government regulation. One of my builders, for example, was doing a 7-home development on 4.5 acres, and they've already spent close to $200,000 with tree ordinance in this particular community before they ever break ground or move forward. They're marking trees, figuring out what they can cut down, what they can't, spending around $200,000. Well, they divide that by 7 lots that goes into it.
The cost of the lot just went up.
Yeah, it sure did. And so, and was it necessary? That's the thing, wasn't necessary. It's kind of the residential design standards. If you look at county government, you do want consistency across your community. I get that. But the purpose for government would be, you know, safety, make sure the home is safe. So you're regulated there with inspections. Schools, you don't want schools that are overcrowded. And roads, you want to make sure the roads are safe and functioning. Residential design standards don't impact any of those three areas. They're strictly aesthetic. And so that, you know, when you're requiring certain types of windows or the depth of the garage on a home, it adds to the cost because you're changing the plans. And you're changing what goes into development when they may already have all of these plans in the works and you change it midstream, it impacts the company. Because these guys employ a lot of people too. So a lot of these home buyers are also employees of home builders and the trades that touches so much of our community.
And those plans aren't cheap to...
No, they're not.
To one, produce. Two, upgrade.
Correct. Right. That's right.
Well, you know, you change one enough, it might not fit on that lot anymore. So now you're going back to the drawing board to start over.
Right. Right. And we're getting, you know, in the city of Atlanta specifically, I think the big point there that we really want to make is for property owners in the city of Atlanta to make sure we're fully utilizing able to fully utilize the buildable area of the lot.
Right.
You know, that the tree ordinance does not infringe on the tree in the middle of the lot. Now you can't do anything with it. It's just there forever. There's got to be some flexibility and some way to preserve trees and protect the environment while also allowing folks to use their property. And right. We're trying to find that balance with the city council now, and we're getting there.
Yeah, that's one of those battles that we'll always be fighting.
Yes.
And I think it's a worthy debate to have.
That's right.
I want more trees, but, you know, at what cost?
Correct.
Right. Literally and figuratively. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of costs, a lot of the work that you do does cost money. And so you guys have to raise some funds. And one of the great events in our industry's calendar year is the Obie Awards. And so I can't believe we're already talking about the Obie Awards again. But ticket sales and the event planning for that great event underway?
The life of a working at a trade association, it just goes by fast because everything's on the calendar. And next thing you know, it's the next year and the next year. So we're here. I was telling guys that this morning. When we were talking with my leadership about OB ticket sales, which is where you're going here, we're excited about it this year. We moved the venue to the aquarium. So that should be a new experience. We're not the first organization to have an event at the aquarium, but it's a first for us. And so we're really pumped about that. It'll be Saturday, October 26th. The Georgia Bulldogs aren't playing that weekend. So I'm excited about that as a dog fan.
Earlier than
got
it usually
open
is.
Weekend. But we polled our members that participate in that weekend. We gave them different options, and that one came in strong. But yeah, this year we've got over, I think we're right around in the 330 to 350 entries. Mm-hmm. That night, the tickets are $135, I believe is the number. And AtlantaHomeBuilders.com is where you go purchase the tickets. And we're going to be pushing that. You know, our board of directors will be selling tickets and our staff and everybody else trying to make that a really good event.
Well, it's a lovely evening, and the aquarium is a great venue, and there's some great product on display there. There's some neat stuff.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs, and LED bulbs last longer so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
So I have to say I'm very impressed with membership. It continues to grow. I think we've grown a lot coming out of the downturn, and certainly your direction has really helped. So what do you attribute that to? And, you know, kind of what's going on there to help fuel that fire?
It's interesting. We're doing a lot of a data analysis right now, looking at where we're at, because we have grown significantly since, I believe we were at 938 members July 1st of 2017.
Okay.
To where July 1st of 2019, we're at 1,066 members. So that's a pretty big jump. But when you look at it, we obviously had a big pop last year where we grew a lot year over year from 17 to 18. This year, we're at about a 3% growth rate. And if you look at the first half of 2018, we grew by 2.7%. And the first half of 2019, we've grown by 2.8%.
Okay.
So I like those numbers. I'm comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. In 17, we had a really big jump. We grew about 6.5%. A lot of that was in the back half of the year. Because when I got here, I think as much as anything, it was just a new kind of just being new.
Right.
So it helped
get
a pop.
Yeah.
And so we've leveled off. Uh-huh. And we're actually, you know, focusing on the product and so showing value so that we focus on retention.
Right.
And I believe that's helping. You know, the governmental affairs piece that we spent a lot of time on earlier is really big with our builder members. Mm-hmm. And the more our builder members buy into it, the more they encourage their associate, their subs to join because mm-hmm. it's a value. And so we're just focusing on the value and focusing on what we do every day to demonstrate mm-hmm. and then communicating that value.
Right. So you said we're number 8 in the country?
We're number 8. We fluctuate.
A little competitive. How many more members do we need to be number 1 or 2?
We're a good ways away from number 1.
We're a good way away. Okay.
Seattle's got 2,800.
Holy smokes. Okay.
I think realistic for us is shooting for that number 4, 3 or 4 spot. Houston mm-hmm. and can't remember number three, but Houston is so up there.
We're gunning for Houston, huh?
Houston's around 1,500.
Okay.
I think 1,600 is an appropriate number. Now, we were scratching and clawing to get to 1,100.
Well,
right
I'm
now,
only so, a little competitive, yeah, you know.
I am too. I am too. But I feel like we're growing in a good way.
Right.
We don't have a hook. We don't have any insurance product to offer. We're growing because people are joining the association for the purpose of the association.
Right.
And so when they join, they're joining because they want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So it's us keeping them there now once they get
well,
there.
Well, you know, you hear one of three things when you ask why they joined. It's networking or education, which plays into licensing and all that, or it's advocacy.
Yep.
So seems to fall in one of those three buckets.
We add the community service component as the four pillars of why we're here.
Right.
And that is why folks join. But here, you know, we've done some polling and advocacy comes out. When I was in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida Builders Association, the majority of the members joined for networking.
I was going to say.
But 81% of our membership down there was associate members.
Uh-huh.
We're up here, 55% of our membership are builders, 45% are associates. So advocacy wins out.
Right. Yeah, well, and that as we already talked about, that's so critical. You know, I mentioned at the very top of the show, Corey, that we've just passed your 2-year anniversary, and I think I can speak for Carol to say I think we give you a pretty good report card. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of these things that we talked about today were things that you said 2 years ago.
Yeah,
were your key focuses, and it seems like it's increasing value, increasing membership. I mean, I'm feeling. That you've made some great progress. How do you feel about the 2 years?
It's been a great 2 years. I'm back, you know, from 2 years ago when I was excited to be here. My wife, my family, and I—we're still very excited to be here. We've added one child to the group since then.
Well, we said there's been good growth.
Yeah, yes. That's right. That's right. He's a big one too. But you know, Carol's an example of our good members. I look back at Jim Chapman, as I talked about then, Charlie Boswick, uh-huh. President that hired when I got hired, and just the great support. These guys were ready to roll when I got here. We just needed to implement a couple of things and move the office over to Dunwoody. It was great. And I just think there's been a lot of the stars have aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the market at the right time. So there's a lot of luck involved. And you put a little structure around that with great members like we've got. And it's been a really good couple of years. And hopefully we can keep growing steady as she goes. So
we have a membership appreciation event coming up next month.
September 26th is when that will be. It'll be at the office in Dunwoody. One Dunwoody Park South.
Okay.
Atlanta is the address. But we're going to do it out in the parking lot.
Okay.
Got a tent and the band and Northwest Exterminate is providing the hot dogs and the hamburgers. And Brand Von Lumber is the major sponsor. And then we'll have a lot of other sponsors.
That's cool.
Underneath them, Dental Marketing's one of the sponsors for it. So we're real excited about that. You know, the last couple of years we've done it offsite.
Right.
And that's been great, but we wanted to just show off the office and get people to come there. We're doing the board of directors meeting immediately preceding it at 4:00.
Awesome.
So they just spill out into the parking lot at 5:00. So
works for me. That sounds fun.
It's a good plan.
It's a free event. Yeah.
And that's again, September what?
Thursday, September 26th.
September 26th. Okay.
All right. Well, again, Corey, grateful for your important work for this very, very important association. So before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you and ask you any questions or learn more about everything happening at the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association, where do they go?
The website would be the best spot, www.atlantahomebuilders.com.
All right. Corey Deal, the Executive Officer with the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. Corey, as always, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by and keep on doing the good work that you're doing.
Great to be here. Thanks so much to you guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate Edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. It's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog, and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info at atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.